This is a daily meditation and reading as suggested by beloved El Moira from the Bridge to Freedom material. On Friday, the sixth ray of peace, ministration and grace becomes predominant on the planet for the 24-hour period. The color of the ray is ruby with a golden radiance. Beloved, mighty, victorious I Am Presence, I love and adore you. Pour forth through me this day your peace, ministration, and grace to bless every cell of my four earthly bodies and all the powers of nature that serve me so well. May all who touch the hem of my garment feel your love, your peace, and your perfection, for I am the presence of blessing, and I bless everyone and everything I contact this day. Beloved Jesus, former Chohan of the Sixth Ray and World Teacher, says, the demands upon the time, energy, attention, and service of the Chela, who is engaged on a spiritual endeavor, form a great stumbling block to his individual progress unless he learns to consciously quiet the energies of his own world, so that new strength, faith, and power may be supplied by his own I Am Presence and the divine beings who are so willing to assist him. I know this from my own experience. During my ministry, as today, the world and its people require so much assistance. There is a tendency to rush forth to serve without the necessary period of refueling at the cosmic fount. Beloved Jesus, I love, bless, and thank you for your service to me and to all mankind. Charge, charge, charge me with the ascended Jesus Christ consciousness, the ascended Jesus Christ nature, and the power to do the things that you have done. Beloved Jesus, teach me the highest truth there is, and give me the necessary assistance so I may teach others the truth that shall make them free. This is a reading from beloved ascended Lady Master Nada, former Chohan of the Sixth Ray. She says, today you too are planting your roots deep within the flame of your heart, whence comes the nourishment, the very life beat of your body, whence comes the healing of your flesh, whence comes the supply upon your tables and the very roofs above your heads. As your roots are anchored in God, seeking now eternal spiritual nourishment, so shall your flower be manifest to all men. That which a man does in secret is manifest in the world around him. Mankind will come to you bewildered and confused, with hope stirring in their hearts. Remember me, Nada, and love them free. Beloved Lady Nada and John the Beloved, who is now Chohan of the Sixth Ray, I love, bless, and thank you for your love which flows to me and to all mankind. Keep me sealed in the power of your ruby gold flame of peace and love that heals, blesses, and sets free all life I contact. This is a reading from the beloved great Archangel Uriel, Angel of Ministration and Peace. The ministering angel has to will himself to serve one life stream. There is provided a guardian angel for everyone who belongs to the human race, every laggard from other systems, and every guardian spirit. This ministering angel volunteers to be a protecting presence for a life stream for as long as he or she chooses to remain on the earth or to be part of its evolution. That being is often referred to as the guardian angel. How would you like to work with just one person for countless millions of years? Your guardian angel does not even attend a retreat when it is active, if the life stream he is guarding does not go. Think about that. That is a case of imprisonment through love, which has no parallel. The ministering angel is obligated by law to follow each one around at every opportunity, sending a light ray into the consciousness with the thought that perhaps the individual will seek a little higher. Beloved Archangel Uriel and Donna Grace, I love, bless, and thank you and my ministering angel for your selfless service of ministration to me through eons of time. Help my ministering angel to keep me steady on the path of purity, harmony, and happiness. This is a reading from the beloved great Elohim of peace, Elohim tranquility. I am the Elohim of ministration and peace. You, who have given your interest and your life to the activities of the seventh ray, represented by our beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, are slowly but surely emerging from the mire of human creation and limitation. We are endeavoring to build a great foundation for this world movement, trying to make of each of you a mighty pillar of the violet fire. But I can tell you here and now that unless you hold uninterrupted peace as separate individuals and collective units, no matter how perfectly you build, you would have but ash in the end, as long as there was still within the consciousness of any worker the disintegrating radiation of the seven mortal sins: anger, malice, hatred, fear, greed, gluttony, covetousness, lust and passion, lethargy and laziness, envy and desire for personal power, pride and arrogance, and all their ramifications. I shall give any sincere student my feeling of peace, but be sure to guard this peace in your own feeling world, in your home, and in your activities if you want to sustain perfection. Peace is not a negative quality. It is a most positive and concentrated activity of power. How much power of control does it require for you to hold your peace, to remain absolutely poised and master of every situation, regardless of aggravation, in the midst of your immediate family, business associates, co-workers in this activity, and the world at large? Beloved presence of God, I am in me and in all mankind, and beloved Jesus, Nada, Uriel, and Donna Grace, and my own ministering angel, and the great Elohim of peace and Pacifica, I love, bless, and thank you in the name of all mankind for your service to our earth for so long a time. Blaze, blaze, blaze your cosmic flames of peace, ministration, and grace into me, and let them radiate through me to bless and help harmonize every part of life I contact. Great Elohim of peace and beloved Pacifica, enfold all my constructive efforts in your great flame of cosmic peace. Blaze your flame of peace as of a thousand suns. Blaze your flame of peace as of a thousand suns. Blaze your flame of peace as of a thousand suns into the brain and feelings of every living thing on our earth and everyone who will come here in the future, and hold it sustained until peace on earth and goodwill to all life is a living reality. I thank you.